Hi, everybody. This is Michelle Madison. My co-host John and I have been podcasting since 2005, and we do tons of bonus shows every week for our main show, Video Game Outsiders. Now, Warcraft Outsiders is one of those shows, so if you want to get these shows earlier, with better sound quality, and without this annoying ad at the front from me, you can check out VideoGameOutsiders.com and go premium for $1.99 a month and get tons of shows from John and me and support us. So let's check this episode out. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Warcraft Outsiders. I, of course, am one of your hosts, Michelle Madison.
John,
what's up?
Okay. So, John, it's been another week, and we've both been playing. Mm-hmm. We have some thoughts. I know last week we were a little bit of downers, right? We kind of said that it wasn't that great, right? Overall, I would say.
Yeah, I think that's true. We did kind of say that.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, you know, like, I need to get to the fucking new places, though, because, like, Orbis, like, I hate that as a fucking city. I couldn't wait to get back to Orgrimmar last night, and I was like, yeah. Oh, home.
I saw somebody say that it's not a main city, it's an airport, and that it's, like, just a quick stop, and there's, like, just, there's nothing, it's not, you know, there's not cool stuff
airport.
Going on, it's not homey, people are calling it an airport.
It is an airport. It's not homey at all.
Yeah.
It feels sterile.
But we are, is it supposed to be homey when you're dead, or I guess we're not dead. But let's see if our opinions have changed
this
week.
We're immortal.
We're going to get into what we have done in the game and then maybe some WoW news. So I guess I will start off like usual. And I have been playing more. But before I talk about that, I want to just quickly talk about that Exploring Azeroth book. So I finally got a chance to go through it. And I actually really liked it. I liked the little secrets and stuff. So there's this whole big thing going on. And this has been all over WoWhead. So I'm sure you guys probably already know about it, but the Menethil Crown has, like, potentially been found. And, of course, Arthas killed his father. And, you know, there's some things going on about, like, forget about the crown. Let's not speak of it. And then maybe it's at the lighthouse and Stormwind. Like, there's this whole mystery going on. And there's just all these little secrets and references. And there's still some that I need to go, like, check out in-game. And I've kind of talked about them before when we saw the preview for it. But they talk about secret coves in the Stormwind Cathedral. And they talk about how there's something secret in the Stormwind Cemetery. Yeah.
So I mean, you sat down and read this fucking thing. Because I got the book.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to read this.
Well, I read mostly about the places I was interested in.
It's a bunch of sketches.
Oh, I think they're cool. No, I think it's cool. It's meant to look like a hand. No, this is art. It's a hand. This is supposed to be a journal. So everything's done in the style of a hand-drawn sketch.
Yeah.
And I thought that they were really cool. It looked like pencil.
The thing is, like, when I first got the book,
the cover's cool.
The cover's great. It's on my coffee table.
Yep.
I open it up, and there's, like, that tissue paper overlay that goes over the map with the names of the towns
nice
and all
looking.
That. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a real experience. And then I started going through the pages, and I just was like, I don't really want to sit here and read all this shit.
Yeah, I don't think you have an interest in the lore. I don't know why you bought it. Like, it doesn't seem like...
Because I thought it was going to be more of, like, an art book and, like, showing things.
No, well, that's your own fault for not... I've talked about what it was many times. It's a journal, basically, between the spymaster and his buddy. So, yeah, it's all hand-drawn, like, journal stuff and what he's found throughout his travels and secrets and Easter eggs and things like that. So, I liked it, personally. I think
it's worth it. Do you find that the stuff that they're talking... Okay, so... Tell me what I should read in there. Is there something in there that I probably am overlooking? And
well,
would
you
never
like Stormwind,
to?
Right? It's your favorite city,
yes.
Even though you're Horde now. I would read just that. Read the secrets about, like, the Stormwind catacombs and how it says
that
you know there's a collection of drop points, usually in the alcoves, and drop points are a place with a loose brick where a message may be hidden. You know, things
is
like
that. Really in the game?
I don't know. It could be at some point. Usually when they do stuff
that
like
would be
this,
cool.
And at the end they're talking about how, like, the main points are the Menethil Crown. So this is once again leading into, will an heir be found? Kalia's daughter, son, will she wear the crown? Will Arthas wear the crown again? Talking about, maybe we'll restore Lordaeron one day. So all these things are, like, I think Easter eggs for what could be coming. I think this book is going to be something people go back to and keep digging through. So WoWhead has done a lot of articles about secrets from it. So I reckon if you like stuff like that, it's worth picking up. You get kind of an overall lore view of the places. And so I thought it was...
Right.
Pretty
so
cool.
why did they time the release of this Eastern Kingdom book with Shadowlands?
Because there's just some secrets in there, like Nathano's being shot and things like that, or killed rather, not shot, but I think, like, that was in there, and just some things that happened, you know, that kind of set up, and there's little notes with updates. So I think there's just too many secrets in here, and somebody could figure something out that maybe they don't want them to yet. So
I see.
Anyway, I have been playing tons. I have it now. I get it. Like, I've been looking at, like, week two, what to do. And it's like, okay, I get it now. Like, I get the weekly grind. I get what Shadowlands is. Like, I see the pattern. I know what I do and don't have to do. And I have been doing all of it. I've been doing, like, everything on the checklist, basically. And started doing some Mythic Zeros, because obviously next week we have Mythic Plus opening up. So I haven't done as many Mythic Zeros as I wanted. So I've been doing those. Those are fun. Like, I definitely enjoy those. There's some good laughs.
How many new, like, dungeons are there? Like,
I think there's eight. And there was 10 in BFA. They're pretty cool. I mean, I think the boss mechanics seem simple compared to, like, other ones. But it could just be that I'm not in, you know, Mythic 10, 15 yet or something stupid, you know.
Right.
It could be that they're just easy and you just heal through some of it. I just feel like the mechanics seem a little lighter than maybe some of the BFA dungeons. But I do think that it's fun getting the loot drops. You know, you get upgrades right now. It's kind of an exciting time. Like, ooh, a 184 or whatever. And so I did that. I leveled my herbalism and my alchemy. And I think that that's important. Like, I got on my alt and I just leveled their tailoring up, and they're only level, I guess, 50 still. So I did the mod thing. I went right to Orbos, just got their tailoring, trained it up, and now I'm making 32 slot bags. So that's a tip. If you have an alt and you don't want to level them, but there's a profession you want to use, you can hop on them and just instantly, like, do the intro, go out there and level up a profession. And you will have to decide, though, if you want to do that Threads of Fate leveling system. And that's a question that people are debating. Now, if you decide to do the Threads of Fate, you can skip all of, like, the campaign quests for all the zones, and you can pick your covenant right away, and you level up by doing dungeons, PvP, world quests, things like that. So some people say it's annoying, and other people say it's great, and you can do it fast. The overall best way to do it, I've heard, is to turn it on, like, at level, like, 59, and then you can skip all of that annoying thing that you have to do when you get to 60, and it's like, go back to the Maw and Torghast and da-da-da-da-da. So you can skip all that final stuff, but you can still level through the campaign, which apparently is probably the better way than just grinding world quests, unless you have, like, a dungeon group and you're a tank and you can continually get in. Because if you're a DPS, sometimes it's like a hour queue time, I've heard. It's pretty rough.
Really?
So, yeah, I did that. But yeah, back to my main, my priest. Like I said, I've been really enjoying the Covenant campaign quest. So I think I'm renowned 6 right now. And then this is basically like their battle pass, John. Every Covenant has a battle pass. And you unlock these cosmetics and you unlock these different things and these buildings. It's almost a little Garrison-esque. And so in the Bastion campaign, our job is to, I guess, shuttle souls to and from the afterlife or whatever, or to the afterlife, hopefully not from. And so you get to experience life as a soul in Azeroth. So there's this one quest, a lot of people might hate it, but I actually really liked it. I thought it was creative. And you were just a simple farmer in Red Ridge Mountains. And you are there the day the Scourge is invading. And it shows you, like, killing rabbits and getting meat for your wife to cook. And, you know, kind of looking at this simple life and collecting wood and doing these little tasks, right? And then the Scourge comes and you see how this guy died. And then you see how he ends up in Bastion. So I like that. So I kind of feel like each kind of every couple of renown levels, we're going to go back and we're going to see how a soul got there, you know, and it's probably going to be Uther and probably Kael'thas. If you're in Revendreth and some of the more famous names, we're going to get to kind of experience their death and see how they ended up in the Shadowlands. So I feel like the strong points of Shadowlands, it's definitely the Covenant leveling quests and feeling like there's a real true, it's better to me than the war campaign was in BFA. I feel like these quests are actually interesting, but that could just be my take on it. So
you, like, think, is there going to be like an unlimited number of these backstories for these dead people?
I mean,
in
there's 40 renown levels. I kind of feel like maybe every 5 or so, we might have more of like a main campaign quest that kicks in and maybe we save a soul or something like that. And that's not to be confused with saving 5 souls from the Maw every week. So there's, like, you know, there's things that you have to do every day, but they don't have to take that long. Like, if you want,
so let me understand this. So, all right, so you got to level 60, you officially are in the end game, and then it's this renown thing that's 1 to 40.
I do my callings every day. I do my mod.
So it's basically like a new leveling campaign, right?
That
has started after 60. It basically resets to 1 to 40.
Yep.
For simplicity's sake, let's just say that, right? You get to 60, it resets back to 1, but now it's called Renown, right?
Yep.
And you do these 40 levels, essentially, and and it's just like a whole new questing campaign, a second game, but only within Bastion. Is that right?
Basically, I mean, it's going to take you all over, because you're going to want to do, like, certain callings that may be all over the place, and then you're going to get rep with them, you're going to get gold, you're going to get cosmetics, and there's right. like, so it's going to take you all around these different zones, but it's going to be focused around like that. I think their intention is they want people to have an alt in every covenant and do the covenant renowned 40 in every covenant, and so there's going to be a renowned catch up. So if you're like, how do I do this? I can't do this every week. Oh my God. It's like, if you wait 3 months and you jump back in and you're starting on an alt, there's going to be a renowned catch up. So you might be able, sorry, my dog's throwing a bone around. You might be able to get to like renowned 15 in a month instead of just renowned 10. Like, and then the week after that, it's renowned 20 in a month. You know, like they're going to give you catch up mechanics. So renown is a way you can catch up, because a lot of things tied to renown are cosmetic or mounts or transmogs or titles or things like that. They don't seem to be that related to power after a certain point. They do unlock your soul binds, which you can put conduits in. And so I unlocked another soul bind. And you can tie a soul bind to a spec, which I liked. It's just that you can't tie certain conduits to a spec. So I'm starting to learn like the intricacies and the ins and outs of all of this and what you do and don't have to do. You know, crafting my legendary, I haven't done yet because I don't have the legendary recipe that I want. Both my best legendaries with what I do seem to both drop in the raid, and the raid doesn't come out until next week. So the legendary system, I think, is weak. I think it all should have been like in Torghast. I don't think it should have been where recipes drop from other bosses or other things. So you have to get a recipe that you want before you can craft your legendary. And so crafting a legendary is something everybody should do and want to do. Whether you want to really get hardcore with it and craft a legendary every week or two, that's like up to you. I'm not going to do that. Like, I don't want to have to spend my life in Torghast. There's some cool transmog in there, but it's not worth it for me. I'm already finding it a bit repetitive. And right now, it's pretty overtuned. Like, depending on your class and your spec, like, I don't know. I did this weeks on my Dispriest, but, like, I know some rogues that were having issues because, like, it wasn't tuned right for rogues and they couldn't kill the boss and people just couldn't get the soul ash that they wanted. So they're still balancing right now. But I'm in a better place this week than I was last week with the expansion. It's just, I feel like the little loop, you know, the treadmill, it's not that big. It's like there's a lot of systems and I have to do everything for them, but I'm spending a lot of my time just like riding around in Bastion, and it's like, okay, what's really happening here? Like the meat of WoW, it's still the dungeons and the raids and the PvP, you know? Like they can fill it with all this other stuff and this other busy work. But if you're not somebody who wants to do dungeons, who wants to raid, who wants to PvP, I could see somebody getting sort of bored with the rest of the systems, unless you're an altaholic and you want to just see the
right,
like,
but
the
doing these
renown
leveling things, like, is that enough to just keep you going for how long do you think it'll take to finish that?
I think it's 16 weeks to get to renown 40 the first time. I thought somebody
so
said
this is all time gated. You can't just like go crazy and grind it all in a day, right?
Nope. You'd burn through the content. There'd be crazy people who stay up a week in a row and they'd get to renown 40. I'm like, my goal is to get these wings that I want from Bastion, and I need 40 gifts, which is like some currency, and I need like renown level 38. And I'm like, okay, no matter what I do, I can't get these until, March or something, you know? So it's like, I know I have to come in every day, every week. And if I miss some of this, it's going to cost me until the catch-up mechanic kicks in, which it won't yet. So it's like, I need to do this upkeep just to get this one item I want. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, I'm still having fun in the Mythic dungeons. If my friends play and want to do Mythic pluses, I'll have fun in those. I'm PvPing, even though some classes are crazy. So I'm still doing the things I like to do. And it's just that, like, a lot of the other stuff outside of that, a lot of it is tied to cosmetic stuff. Honestly, you don't have to do it, but some of it is tied to power. Some of it because of the legendary system. And I just feel like, you know, they didn't do a great job making the Maw fun. They didn't do a great job making Torghast as fun as it could be. But, you know, like I said, the flavor of the month here on the internet is that it's great. It's one of the best expansions they've ever made still. So it's interesting to see different opinions on the game, because I think I am in a better place this week than I was last week. And I'm kind of curious if you are too. What have you done?
Yeah. Well, I'm still a Meldraxxus, and I'm like a quarter inch away from 56 on the bar, and I'm in Meldraxxus. I'm like, the thing is, like, I expected that when I got to 60, like, I would be absolutely done with all this content, and it's clear that's not what's going to happen, because if I'm at 56, I'm still a Meldraxxus.
What do you mean?
I mean, I thought that by the time I got to 60, I had gone through all four covenants and I would be done with it. And that's clear that's not what's going to happen, because if I'm at 56 and still a Meldraxxus, I'm going to hit 60 way before I finish the Venthyr
campaign.
Yeah,
I warned
right?
you about that. Like, only do the campaign quest. Don't do anything else. Or you're going to hit 60 early.
But I'm ignoring everything.
Well, then there's a problem, because It's Why? It's made where if you do just the campaign quest, you hit 60 from 50.
That's well, I'm going to hit 60 before is what I'm telling you.
Then you're
you.
Killing
before
too many mobs or you've done something extra like dungeons, like just mathematically.
I did do a dungeon. I did one dungeon.
You're also playing when you're rested too. So that's probably helping.
Yeah. So whatever. So do I still like the game? Yeah, I do enjoy what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But what's bothering me though is that I know that here's what's in my mind. Okay. Because this is linear. Okay, and I know that Meldraxxus is temporary. Then I go to the third one. Mm-hmm. It's actually making me anxious because I just want to get the fuck out of Meldraxxus and get to the next thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's actually affecting me mentally when I'm playing it. So I'm going through the motions. I'm not reading anything. I'm trying to blast through it as fast as I can, and I just feels like it won't end. And Meldraxxus, now they sent me back to the mall. I'm in the mall right now, and I guess I'm going to go back to Meldraxxus and finish the last chapter of the main storyline mm-hmm. in there, and then I can't wait to get to the next place. I will say this, I feel like I'm loving my Affliction Warlock. Like,
yeah,
I feel like I'm doing it feels really yeah. good, and that Malefic Rapture is great. Like,
it's great.
It's because of that.
Yeah,
it's that spell that's making the difference.
Yep.
And so, like, it's very clear to me what I need to do in combat and mm-hmm. how to, you know, and dot everything and then put that Malefic Rapture out there, yep. and I feel a lot more effective, more than I ever have as an Affliction Warlock, honestly. And I was doing some PvP. I know I was telling you last night because I was bitching about it, because I had War Mode on,
yeah.
and these motherfuckers were just stalking me as I was questing, and it was annoying the shit out of me, because it's so I'm trying to get through these goddamn quests and these fucking gangs of
guy who
gangs
has
of,
PvP on bitching about PvP.
I know.
News at 11.
But the thing is, like I had it on and it just seemed like there was no freaking Horde guys anywhere. It was only Alliance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, which is the opposite of what we were discussing last time,
yeah.
okay? Because last time, I was hardly seeing any Alliance in Meldraxxus, and now, like, at least last night, there was a gazillion of them. But, you know, and also, like, I went back to Orgrimmar to turn that off, and then I kind of really realized, like, how this whole traveling through the different zones worked. Because mm-hmm. I was scared to leave. Like, I'm like, yeah. I'm never going to get back here.
Just a portal.
And then I know, but then I realized the flight paths. And I realized that all the flight paths are all connected between the different Covenant areas. And I was
yeah.
like, that shouldn't be. These should, like, I thought it would be like continents kind of in a way, you know, or like.
It just takes a really long time. So you end up hearthing usually just to be in the middle because you have to yeah. pass over at Ouroboros anyway. But you can take a portal to Orgrimmar, then a portal right to Ouroboros, and then fly right back to anywhere you were. Yeah.
Yeah. So last night, like I portaled to Dalaran and then to Orgrimmar and then back and then to Ouroboros. And then I made Ouroboros my home for my mm-hmm. hearth. Did you do that? Are you in
yes.
Orgrimmar?
Okay. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you bring up Meldraxxus, and I kind of, yeah. like, I have mixed feelings about the zone. Like, aesthetically, it's not my cup of tea with the green
no,
puke and the bones.
No, it's too dark. And, yeah.
But I really think they did a good job with the quest line. I think it's, out of all of the zones, they had the most, like, I don't know, interesting storyline that seemed to tie together. Like, I made fun of it, oh, I'm raising my sword again, but it really did feel like one epic, like, Skyrim quest or something, because it felt like it was connected. It was like a whole quest line in a zone. A lot of the other zones, you don't really feel like they're stitched together that well, the quest line. Like,
yeah.
that quest line, like, it makes sense. Like, I'm doing this, I'm going back, I'm lighting up a ruin. I'm doing this, I'm going back,
yes.
I'm lighting up a ruin.
Yes.
Like, they're definitely experimenting, and that's more like a quest you would see in a Star Wars MMO or the Elder Scrolls
right.
MMO. It's more like a quest line.
No, I totally agree. It's cohesive, and I knew mm-hmm. that once I do this, then I go back to the door and light up the rune on it,
yep.
and then I go do this, and then go back to the door and light up the rune on it.
Yep.
So yeah, that I agree with you on there. And the one thing that I thought was funny, and I don't know if they've done this before, but there's some like new like pull thing. There was like a quest where I had to pull weeds out of a ground, and I'm
pulling that's been
this
used.
Thing.
They love that
okay.
this time around. Like, I don't
know, I
know why. There's like a lot of yanking on like.
Yes.
Dicks in this expansion.
I don't remember that, because then yeah. I had to go pull these hands out of the swamp, and then
yeah.
a guy came
Somebody's
out.
Somebody's like, we got this like, new pull mechanic. We got to use this at least
right.
13 times.
Yeah.
yeah.
So that was kind of new and goofy, but...
I've seen it before, but they doubled down on it for some reason. And
yes.
I've heard that, like, Ardenweald, I don't know if I picked up on this. Maybe I did a few times. It's just, like, nothing but a series of, like, stupid sex jokes. Like, there's a lot of weird...
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just some of... I don't know. some weird quests in this expansion. I guess there always is. We used to pick through poop for keys, and there's always a poop quest. That's just typical. WoW is a silly place.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm doing my thing, Michelle. And
so how
I
long?
I did unlock this.
You did unlock what?
Quarter, I'm like an eighth inch from 56. That's
okay. Okay. So you're about to get out of Maldraxxus, though, and head to Ardenweald, right?
I don't think I am, because the chapters said I had like 4 or 5 of 7. So I think I have 2 more
Once
chapters
you get to like 5, it's really easy. They just send you back and forth to Ouroboros usually. And then I think it's like it moves faster. The first couple of ones seem to be longer.
Yeah.
So I think for you, like getting to each new zone is going to be that like refresher moment you need, because it seems like you're ready to get the hell out of there. Then, oh, you're going to be in Ardenweald. This is something new and cool. And then finally you'll get to go to the place you want to go, which is Revendreth.
Yes.
And do you know what covenant you're picking yet? You've been fooling around with the different abilities, obviously, from each place.
Yeah, and I don't know. I assumed I was going to do Venthyr, but everything I was reading said I should be Bastion, so I don't know.
It doesn't matter. You're not doing endgame stuff, like I said. So go with the people you want. You're most curious about their story, and you want to progress through their renown.
Well, like,
that's what it's
going to
be
yet,
about.
So,
yeah.
Like honestly, I don't really like Bastion. I found it annoying.
Yeah,
and Maldraxxus is annoying too. But I probably, like you said though, like I probably like the story and questing in there a lot better than Bastion.
Yep.
Like I like those people better. Like the Bastion area, like I just wasn't connecting with the whole dead people and their stories, and like I didn't care about it, you know, and the aesthetic as much. So whatever. I'm sure Venthyr is going to be the aesthetic I like the most. I'm predicting that, you know. So I just can't wait to get the, I don't know. I'll let you know next time.
You're
going to
want
to
go with the covenant you want the back pieces for.
Yeah.
Like it's all about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about the cosmetics. If you're not doing any of the stuff where you're going to use your abilities, it's all about the cosmetics and the mounts and the quest line.
Yeah,
and
but
all
if
that.
I get some ability from in Bastion, what's the ability that I get there?
Well, you're going to get
that bolt, that one bolt.
Well,
they
it's
had,
different
right?
for affliction locks than it would be for me. The one thing we share would be the vial that comes out with the little owl man, and that's actually pretty handy. But
I had some kind of a bolt, like a shadow bolt thing.
Yeah, it's going to be different for you. So you're gonna have
no,
like
that's
a class.
What I had. That was the
yes, that's what I'm saying.
There.
It's then, different for you than it would be for me.
Yeah, and I have it's a bubble
there's a
right
class
now in
ability and a covenant ability. So I mean, it doesn't really matter. Even if you like the spell, like what are you going to be doing? World questing? Like you have to be ready to go through 40 renown levels of the campaign, and you have to like the aesthetic. You have to like the cosmetics. You have to want to be in that zone a lot. You know, like don't be like, oh, I just happen to like this spell. I mean, for your playstyle, I think that might be a mistake, because if you really love the spell in Maldraxxus, you don't want to work towards that with those people and have an abomination that you have to, you know, you wanted to do those.
I probably like Maldraxxus better than Bastion, like aesthetically.
Ew.
Even though it is dark and
how
dreary.
Bastion's gorgeous. I don't know how you can say
that.
Bastion's
gorgeous. I think I was turned off by the storyline in there. Like, I just didn't like all those dead people and they're complaining.
Well, the dead people are everywhere. I don't know. If you don't like dead people, you can't play Shadowlands.
Well, no, but they all had these backstories and baggage, and then they turn into Taurens, and they're in a canoe. Like, I just didn't care about any of that.
Taurens in a canoe? I don't remember that.
Yeah, they're reliving their life, and you see that they were Taurens, and they're canoeing, and I just didn't care about any of that stuff.
Okay. I mean, that's not going to really factor into anything else, you know, like, I don't know.
Right.
It's just whoever designed each zone, you know, you can tell they're all different and designed by different people. None of them feel like cohesive. So you might have a different story. Okay.
That's me and I'm drinking a water. Do we see that here?
So next week, are we predicting maybe another level gained, or what pace are you seeing yourself going? You don't seem inspired to like play daily.
I don't know. I'd like to be 60 by next week. It's possible. I don't want to say it because.
Okay. Because I wanted to, like, go in Torghast with you or something, but it's just,
all right, well, let's
you're
see
really
happens,
chugging
okay?
along here. Okay.
We got a Call of Duty event on Sunday. People want a video. I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. I know. You've been talking about this expansion for, like, 2 years. It finally comes out.
I'm here. I know. It also came out the same time as Call of Duty. All right. Yeah. So what else is going
on?
Well,
Cyberpunk is coming out, so that's going to be interesting.
Boy.
What's going on is, speaking of Cyberpunk, I think everybody should watch World of Cyberpunk. You've probably already seen it by now, but this is probably one of the best WoW machinimas I've seen in years. And so this is from Duren on YouTube, D-U-R-E-N. It's called World of Cyberpunk. And this is very, very cool. He recreated the Cyberpunk like trailer and used Warcraft models, and he just did a top-notch job. Like, it's fucking badass. And I contrast that with something Blizzard did themselves, called Sound the Horn.
Oh, yeah.
They got a couple of people from some various, quote, nerdy type shows, you know, had them blown on a horn.
Are you going to be cynical about that thing? Because
I think it's lame. I don't like it. If you like it, that's fine. You don't have to share my
opinion. I thought it was fun. I don't really know who half the people are, but I recognize some of the faces. I don't even know why. But, like, who's that one guy at the end? He's throughout it, but he's at the very end on the Looking Over Hollywood. Who is that guy?
He was just in Mythic Quest, but he was from Community before that, I think, or a show like that.
Because I'm looking at it, I'm like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, a lot of people are like, why the hell didn't you get Henry Cavill? That was like the one guy they wanted to see.
Oh, he's in Mythic Quest. Okay, that's why I know him.
Yeah.
Are they going to bring a second season back?
I think so.
Like that show.
Yeah, that show was pretty cool.
I liked it. I actually really liked it a lot.
No, I don't know if like these people, like they had the kid from Stranger Things. Like, I don't know if he actually plays WoW because everybody was assuming everybody in this thing plays WoW. Like, we don't know if they play WoW. They might. Mm-hmm. Some of them might just be from like nerdy shows, you know, that people.
Right.
So Hodor, I know, does from Game of Thrones. He's been at a few Blizzard events. So, yeah, there's just a lot of people you're going to recognize. I don't get into like cheesy celeb cameo type stuff when it comes to like videos, like the best videos made for WoW seem to come from the community, not from Blizzard themselves. And that's sometimes unfortunate.
Or from the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's right.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, those ones were great. I really liked those.
They did a new Ozzy video, right, with the song Crazy Train?
Yeah, they did. It was a remix. I don't know.
It was like an orchestral version of it. Like you'd have to really know the song to pick up that it was that song.
Yeah. I don't know. People were mixed on that. I think it got a lot of downvotes. I just feel like, like the
kids. They should have Ozzy now. Like,
can he speak anymore? Does he play? I don't know.
Shall he play I Will Crush, shall it?
I don't think
he. Does it sound like Ozzy?
No. I don't even know if he plays. I'm just looking here at news.
Does it matter?
WoW
does it even matter?
Probably not. Back when WoW had like a hard rock, like metal edge. You can't have that these days. Now it's be good to each other. It's not, you know, kill the other faction, you piece
of
shit.
How about Jack Black? Would he be okay doing it?
People seem to like Jack Black, so I feel like that would fit.
He's got the gaming thing going on.
Mm-hmm. I think he could do it. Yeah. He could do like his band, right? Tenacious D could come out and do something.
Yeah.
I think people would really like that.
So capture like the Aussie metal thing, but use Jack Black.
Right. I just picture him in like a diaper in front of his pool, shirtless, like dancing around with a guitar. I don't know. I mean, that's more cheesy, which is where WoW has gone. I think that metal edge, like where was one of the old WoW commercials? I forget. Like they said something like ridiculous. We're like, wow, they couldn't say that now. Like it was all like, I don't know. I forget. We had talked about it in the past, but like it's not edgy metal anymore. It's like they're trying to move it into like the Disney. Everything looks like a Disney thing to me. But there's no like great news this week. It's all just like balancing and what to do. I guess for vanilla players, I am a little jealous that I'm not playing in Classic. So Naxx opened up, and that was something I never got to see. I only got to see the redone version of Naxx. So Naxx in Classic is up. That's a new raid. Or not new, but that's the raid that a lot of people were looking forward to because people said it was really, really, really cool for the time. So Classic is still going strong. People think that there's like as many people playing Classic as there are playing live. I don't know if that's true. I've seen that kind of going around.
How could that be right now, at least?
I don't know.
You would imagine everyone playing Classic would say, all right, time out.
No,
let's go.
I don't know. I think it's a different kind of pool of people. So I think there's obviously crossover, but a lot of people are excited to do like these new quote raids that are coming out every week in Classic. And there's still content for these guys. You know, it's like there's content every month or whatever. So they still have things to do, too. And so they have these two worlds going on. It's very interesting. Not many other games have that, like where there's like two games going on in one and they have to try to keep them both alive because they've had obviously success with it. So I don't know. Yeah, no, like really huge news. Just that next week, Mythic Plus comes out. The first raid will open up. Hopefully, John will be hitting 60, and we can have a more of a positive episode. Maybe I'm hoping you find your fun because I found a little bit of fun in the game since we last spoke. I'm hoping
that
you can find your fun because right now it just seems like you're frustrated. And
I don't think I'm frustrated. Like I told you, I think it's a mental thing because I know that the area I'm in is temporary and there's a next area to see and discover. I'm anxious about it and want to get the fuck out of there immediately.
Oh my God. Live for today, not tomorrow, John. Anyway, that's it this week. Thank you guys so much for listening.
It. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye. Walk right, walk right, walk right. Walk right.